Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Won't you stay by me? Oh, stay
boo, boo,
by
do,
me.
Do,
I can't
do,
find this.
Do,
so
do,
stand by
do,
me.
Do,
stand by
do,
me.
Do, 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 do,
y'all.
Do, do, do.
Whenever you're a Bollywood dancer. Hey. Happily Ever After, Season 7, Episode 14, Stand By Me. Y'all. Thank you for standing by us during Happily Ever After. Everything in me wants to say,
woo!
I'm weary.
This episode was a bore. Like, y'all,
it just gets worse.
We filmed it because we thought we were starting. Y'all don't know, but we call it, instead of B-roll, we call it B-hole, where producer Christina just has all this footage of us
saying lots of inappropriate things.
Lots
probably.
Of inappropriate things, looking for things. Poodle lost timey over Thanksgiving.
I was and really it's
just,
worried.
And we were just looking for timey for about five
minutes. I didn't know where
timey
was, and I was very concerned.
You were very concerned about it. Is Christina now going to just cut to you screaming at me when you were looking for timey for the intimate portrait? Anyway, y'all, if you're watching the intimate portrait, you're sitting right here on Poodle's couch.
You're right near the Christmas tree.
It's true. Poodle put up, you got in the Christmas spirit. Did you get fucked
Don't
by Santa?
Don't go that far.
Did you get fucked by Santa?
That's hopefully later.
Got a little spirit in you. Woo!
Spirit and something else.
Grandma got dicked down by a reindeer.
That's what that story is the one we'll tell at when we do the Christmas, or sorry, the holiday spectacular.
Holiday spectacular, because we're not just including
Gala.
Christmas. Yes,
it's every holiday.
It's well,
winter,
not every
solstice.
We're not going to do
Festivus.
Kwanzaa because that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
That would be appropriate.
We
yeah.
want everyone to celebrate what's in their heart.
Yes, celebrate what's in your heart.
Yeah.
And for us, we're going to be celebrating a bit of Christmas, a bit of, you know, from working at the temple, we're going to do a little bit of some Jewish carols?
No, Hanukkah songs.
Hanukkah songs, yes. So yeah. It's going to be good. You're going to tell your story.
I'll sing the hymn of the winter solstice.
Yes. Well, you are a witch. It's true. So,
moonshine down on me, dark night of winter approaching. Wear my druid robes.
You should. I would enjoy that, actually.
But y'all, I put up my. If you're,
it's a really pretty tree. I'm proud for you.
You're seeing, or for those of you who do watch our intimate portrait, who have are visually impaired or things like that. I remember to someone did a podcast and they were describing what they were wearing.
Oh.
And or a YouTube video, and they said what they were wearing.
Oh, my like, God. Do, I'm an asshole. I've never thought about that.
We do have blind listeners.
Let's try to be better about that. Yep. I would love that. So, you know what?
I'm wearing a lovely two-piece bikini.
He is.
I'm wearing a baseball shirt.
His tree is it's a nice spruce. It's a dark kind of hunter green, and it's a lot of...
It's thin and tall. I like my men.
How shall I describe this tree? It's gay. It's got musical ornament instruments on it. Yeah. It has...
It's a European tree.
As Jake said, and these are the ornaments that a man in California hand-painted. And I said...
I ordered some.
And I said, a gay man, right? He said, I don't know. And I said, what woman walks around San Luis Obispo and says, yes, my husband Jacob paints Christmas ornaments?
It's true.
And everybody goes, poor Mary.
It's true, but I...
Snowflakes? You like snowflakes?
I do like snowflakes. I like birds in trees, too. A bird up there is quite judgmental.
It does. We're going to talk a little bit more about Christmas trees
on
part two. But I love that, describing what they're listening to.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
But yeah, I was really happy. Mm. I got some little vintage ornaments that I bought... from and some other stuff from Etsy. Y'all shop. There's not a lot of time for your holidays. I just like to be a big thing. It's so easy. Amazon's a sponsor, so we love them. At this time of year, support your independent creators.
Yeah,
too.
Agreed. Well, in a great place.
I got those little vintage ornaments from Etsy.
Well, I have to say, too.
And those hand-painted ornaments.
This past weekend was not just a Small Business Saturday, but in the Sissy Squad, y'all... By the way, we posted it. Official 10,000 members in the
officially
Sissy Squad.
What the 10,000 member?
We have
getting
fun in there. We
a
love
gift certificate from McDonald's.
We love those dick pigs, but we normally do a self promotion Saturday, but we did a whole self promotion for all weekend. So there's if you're in the Sissy Squad and you're looking
That's
for a gift
Facebook
idea,
group.
Go to that post. I think it's pinned.
It is
if
pinned.
If not, I'll make sure Jackie pins it. But yeah, it's pinned in the Facebook group.
Sissies who are making gifts. You can buy
yes,
it from a sissy.
All in the comments, y'all. Sissy support sissies.
Sissies helping sissies.
There you go. We do a gift exchange thing with a group of friends.
Yes.
And I'm going to use that list. And I do something with another group of friends. And I just said, I'm going to buy from sissies this year. I'm excited.
Yeah. I think
don't come at me and email me your shit, y'all. I'll look in the Facebook group.
He's already got
then a gift
I'll
feel
person.
Guilty when I'll say no. Somebody emailed me about this, and I've been thinking long and hard about this. You have glitter all over your face, by the way.
I'll be talking about that on part two. I will never buy any more glitter ornaments.
I've made a decision about something. You don't know about this. I haven't even told you about it. But
I don't like this.
I might. It doesn't really involve you. I might revoke
I still
this
am going to be
on,
angry about it.
Because doesn't matter why, but I don't have this open all the time. But I've decided for the month of December, I'm reopening my Cameo. Because people want Cameos. So if you want Cameos from, you can already get it from Poodle.
Yeah.
But if you want them from me, I will have my Cameo active, hopefully by the time this is up, and y'all can order Cameos.
Send them to her.
There you go.
I love doing them, but you're more than welcome to do them.
Well, if I get overwhelmed, I'm shutting it down again.
Well, you had that thing where your big thing about your father dying, which I'm still surprised you pulled it off.
Well, you know, he's just hiding in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pretty convincing, actually. I got to give you that.
So, y'all, this episode's Stand By Me. Any other... Oh my God. Holy crap. This weekend, guess what we're doing?
I don't know, and I don't like to be surprised by so many things.
Kay Casey, that's this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Who knew? It's already going to be December 3rd, y'all.
It is this weekend.
We're going to be at the Improv with Kay Casey. It's her show, but we're going to be guesting.
You had cake, and your eyes are crazy, so you're
scared. You had cake, too, but it hasn't kicked in yet.
I think you've had more than me. Mine was a small piece.
I cut that piece for you, and I cut the same amount for myself.
Okay.
But anyway... I was just excited. Well, I got to email Kate because we talked about doing a collab with
her. Your eyes are popping around in their sockets.
So that announcement, y'all go to our Linktree, or Linktree link, whatever you prefer. Go to that, and that's where you can get tickets for that for the Kate Casey show. Also, we want to be letting y'all know we're going to be taking a vacation the last week of December. So
yes.
That's starting December 20th.
Starting December 25th.
5th, right on it.
So the 5th through the 1st. If Night at Fiancé airs on the 1st, we're not going to cover it.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, Poodle doesn't think it is. I think it is.
If they're really airing the show on New Year's Day.
I think they will.
And what we'll do, y'all, is when the show comes back on the 8th, we'll just do a quick summary.
Summary of it.
I'm sure we'll all miss Happily Ever After.
Yes. But we don't worry. We are going to have.
Mary Payne thinks the show's going to air on Christmas.
She thinks it does. I'm telling y'all. And I know this will be 2 weeks in a row, but if the show airs on Christmas, I don't think we're going to cover it either.
No.
So that's going to be 2 weeks.
No.
So I'm just telling you, if it does air, we're out.
No, it's Sunday to Sunday.
Yeah, we're catching up.
The show's not going to air on Christmas.
I'm sorry. If it does, I'm going to die.
If it does, I've been nice knowing you. I'm kind of that way too. If it does, I feel like we're just all getting trolled.
If you're watching new episodes of 90 Day Fiancé on Christmas, go volunteer.
It's just Matt, exactly. Like Matt Sharp just jerking off and going, "Eh, let's see if they'll watch this." I'm getting off on my own power. Matt Sharp, come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show, Mr. Sharp. We owe you a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Or whatever, if you're a vegan.
If you want to jerk off in my face, that's fine.
Whatever, we owe you. So that's going to be happening. We are going to have content. We've already talked about, we haven't announced what yet, but we are going to be doing a collab with Crappens again with Bron and Ben. And then Poodle, we just confirmed another collab that's happening.
With 90 Day Cray Cray with Kim and Kyle.
Yes.
We are doing a collab. We haven't nailed it down. We think we are. But it will air just because we're going away, we'll be on vacation, doesn't mean you're not going to get shows.
We know that some of you during the holidays need an escape.
Yeah. So you're going to get a couple of Crappens episodes that we do. We probably divide those into a couple parts. We're also going to do a Cray Cray collab. We're also going to do an AMA. And ask us anything. And ask me anything. That our Patreon people are going to our gatrons are going to submit questions for us. We will not be answering questions such as "How did you two meet?"
Already answered.
Or "Why am I called Poodle?"
Already answered.
I know.
Or "What about Poodle's coma?"
Already asked and answered.
Already asked and answered. So that.
If you want to know that, be a Carl's wife and scream in the Facebook group and someone will probably answer you. And maybe they won't.
We'll do that in the we'll probably do a Google Doc for that. That'll be out. We'll get that out by the end of this week. We'll do it in a post for our Patreon and Supercast Sissy. So that way all of you can
anything
submit.
With the Reality Gaze Plus.
Anything Reality Gaze Plus, you're going to be able to submit the questions and then we'll choose from those questions. And then we'll air it, though, on the free feed for everyone to listen to.
Yes. All of these are free feed.
So that's three shows you're getting in the week of vacation.
Yes.
So
we're not really going away. It's just Happily Ever After and some Below Deck.
You might listen to these episodes, even though you record them to get away from your mother.
Nope.
You're going to...
I don't ever listen to our show.
I don't either. But still... Maybe. I think that's
I know it. What I sound like. And I don't like it.
No, there's so much glitter on your face. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's right. Thanksgiving is
No other announcements, right? That's it.
I think so.
I think that's it.
My Thanksgiving was lovely. Thank you for asking. I made dinner for a lesbian couple who we know.
Yes.
I did have a friend of mine. When I say friend, I mean someone I routinely have sex with.
But he came too?
He was going to come at the very last minute, but he said, "I'm just going to go home and see my family regardless." And I'm like, another rejection. But the lesbians always stay.
More turkey for me. Or exactly. Chicken. But you had chicken mission.
It was going to be awkward because he would have come over and then I would have been too full to fuck. And so, yeah. I've never really seen him without having sex with him. So it would be a different part in our relationship. And I don't know if I want that to happen.
You're a different person, too, when you're preparing a meal.
I am.
You are... much more easy to
watch your words carefully.
That bite someone's head off. That
speak carefully.
You get stressed.
Tread lightly.
You get stressed. Until,
tread lightly
until the meal is served and until you've eaten.
And then I'm fine.
Then you're fine. You're one.
You know
quite
what?
Wonderful.
This is insane. I was cooking and I didn't even drink a bit of alcohol.
What?
I know.
You're usually drunk by 10:30.
I know. I had someone who was coming over was sober, so I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just going to have a good time with everybody. I didn't. I know that Thanksgiving is normally a time when people are like, the more wine, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, but I was just like, no, I don't need it.
No, good. Well, yeah. I think you were with, it speaks to that you were able to be in a stress-free environment.
I did a lot of stuff ahead of time.
You were in your home, and yeah. It was people you're very comfortable with.
Yes.
You probably had great conversation.
We did. It was helpful. That's a great, if you're trying to find a way to do a sober holiday or a sober event, I would highly recommend those characteristics. Being comfortable in your area, not having a lot of triggers around you, because don't decide to go a sober holiday or a sober Christmas or even like a sober January if you've got a lot of stressful things going on.
Or in stressful environments.
Yes.
Environments.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you think it's not stressful, but you know an environment is stressful.
I know in my Christmas dinner, I'm going to need wine.
So probably on Christmas in South Carolina, you're going to drink.
Oh, no. I'm going to get ripped. Me and my mother will be at the table, probably. The last two. And she'll get teary because she'll be telling me some story because she's about three glasses of Kendall Jackson in. My mother's a weepy drunk.
Oh, really?
She is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just get belligerent. Anyway, how was yours?
No, wait. I want. How was your chicken? You made your chicken. I made a buttermilk brine chicken.
It was delicious. The lesbians enjoyed it very much.
Good.
Practical
lesbian on Instagram. That's our friend,
yes.
Rachel.
She is
very practical.
I don't know if Lori is on Instagram.
Are you kidding? No. Yeah. She doesn't do even technology.
That's true.
I think she has a flip phone. Or even in a bag. Who knows?
But we had a really, really good time. And the great thing is we started dinner at 2:30.
So did we.
People were gone by 6.
Oh, great.
And I fell asleep in a food coma at around 7.
That's wonderful.
And then saw a movie at 8:30 that I was awake for because I didn't get blitzed.
Wait, you went to a movie?
Yes, at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. I once, Jake cooked Thanksgiving, and then we went to pick him up, and we just sat outside his apartment and called him over and
fell
over.
Fell asleep.
And then we just went and saw the movie.
I saw Triangle of Sadness.
What's that? Sounds like a poodle movie.
It's a great satire of the aristocratic class. It's actually very funny. It's not what you need to see.
Where did you see it? At like the Lemley or?
I saw it at the Grove.
Oh,
yeah,
who's in it?
It's all like people you wouldn't know.
Okay.
Rich people.
What? Rich people?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, wait, Triangle Sadness. No, where they're on the boat.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's got an amazing review.
Yes, it was
fantastic.
I totally
want to see that.
It was fantastic.
It's supposed to be, people were saying, like, one of the funniest, wittiest movies.
It is very, very funny. It is.
Who did it? It's someone famous, like, that I know. I heard the name, and I'll never remember it.
I can't remember the director's
name. No, I do want to see that movie, because is Florence Pugh in it?
No.
No. Who? There's a woman that's in it. People are screaming
fantastic.
Right now.
Here, we'll look it up. I can tell you. I just can't remember it right now because I'm being called out for something. I can never remember.
I forgot the name.
Director, I did not know. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes. Ruben Östlund. But it's from Sweden. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Good for Woody Harrelson.
He was very funny. It's a great movie.
I bet he's good and bad.
Some hot boys in it. I don't know.
I feel like he's a very attentive lover.
Gross.
What?
I just never heard anyone say that.
Well, no. Just an attentive lover. Who doesn't like an attentive lover?
He was the only...
Well, then never mind.
He was the only name person I saw in it.
Triangle of Sadness, y'all.
Yeah, it's
go
a fabulous movie. It's very funny. It's also very witty. It's kind of thinky. So if you want like a thinky but funny piece, go see it.
There you go.
Yeah. What you do for Thanksgiving?
Sat in a hospital. That's what I did, y'all. Sat in a hospital.
You had
all
dinner?
Day. No, I did, but nothing bad. Was it
your mother's
boyfriend? My mom's
boyfriend
had shoulder surgery, but they had to move the surgery, yada, yada. And so from a week ago to the day after Thanksgiving. So it was fine. It was just, bless his heart, he was lying in a bed, you know, just waiting, and the surgery got pushed. But I didn't realize, I was like, why am I super anxious all day? Speaking of environments, and I realized I was at the hospital where we had my father in Denton, Texas, where we were desperately trying to get him down to MD Anderson.
Oh, wow. So this is the beginning of the con.
It was the beginning. Yeah, the beginning,
yeah,
of, the con,
beginning
yeah.
of the con. Yeah.
That's when I had Sissy Abby, who contacted me, told me how to get into MD Anderson.
Wow.
And so... brought up a lot of anxiety of, like, I put on the hospital mask and the way they smell, I smelled
it.
Oh,
my God.
And I immediately felt my heart start to race because it smelled like the one I had to do with my dad. So I bring that up only because I'm fine, y'all. I am fine. I only bring that up because, especially in the holidays, sometimes we get into these sense memories or environmental memories that kind of trigger us. And I think it's a good – that said, I was able to take care of it. And, like, I realized what it was. I did a little meditation. I took a walk. Like, I did the things I needed to do. And I was fine. And luckily, the surgery turned out great. He's the one having surgery. It wasn't about me. But the day before was great. My mother and I cooked. We cooked all day. My friend Lori came over with her little French bulldog, Breezy, Bree. And we... I had a Fields pecan pie. It was delicious. It was everything I wanted it to be.
Those are good pies.
It was just the four of us. And I did drink on Thanksgiving. Yes, not that much, though, but I did have a little
I'm
bit of wine.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying.
If you do decide to do a sober holiday, make sure it's something it's possible.
Yeah, just take And so, but no, actually, it was a really lovely Thanksgiving. I joked about the hospital after. That was a not fun day. But the day before and all leading up to that was great. I'm going through family pictures with my mother. We're digitizing them. So we did a lot of, my mom said, I know you don't want to do this, but it was crazy how long has it been since you went through pictures of your childhood?
A long time.
For me as well. And like, there was a picture of me and my grandpa. And I was probably 3 years old, and I looked at the picture, and then suddenly I remembered the exact moment in my mind and the way it smelled and what we were watching. I remember him holding me. So it was really cool to like have a lot of these memories come up, especially in a good way, like it was seeing things of my dad. And it was, anyway, if y'all haven't digitized your shit, because what if a fire or tornado comes or a flood? All that's gone. That's why my mom wants to do it. She's like, if we don't do it now, what if we burn the house down and then you have nothing to remember me by?
Is she in a floodplain?
No, but you know, she's just worried.
Did you get a little?
Well, yeah, I got my Botox a couple of weeks ago.
One of your eyebrows is still going the other way.
Oh, this one's a little spocky. I got to go back. But
it's freaking me out. Every time I know it's a little spocky.
It's called spocky when it does that. I got to go back to him and he'll fix it. Dr. Rushton, he's hot. But that's it. We just had a normal, it was a very quiet Thanksgiving because all my I saw my brother and my nephews and all that kind of, just a normal.
Good.
It is a little bit, I'm glad that, I don't know how it is with your mom, but my mom just gets worn out. She can't do this stuff. I mean, she's in better health, but it is worrisome to see that, like, I don't think my mom could have done it without me anymore.
Mine.
I feel like your mom's a hardier stock. Not stock, but just
no,
in better,
I see what you're
in
saying.
Better physical shape, honestly.
She also won't give up. and she won't. She actually won't. Even though she'll be exhausted later, but she won't let you see it. She'll never give up. She'll exhaust herself into the ground before she gives up.
Well, that's not great.
I agree.
My mom, I said, Mom, go sit down and just let me do this.
My mother would never do that. Absolutely not. Nope. Absolutely not.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's fine. I'm old. I'll just keel over one day.
I mean, it's that my mom's lost a lot of weight and she does Pilates now. She's way healthier. It's just, you know. So I was glad I was there to do it. I normally don't go home for Thanksgiving though, because it's expensive.
I know.
And there's not a lot of time, but here we are.
I just want to say one more thing before we start the show. I promise we will start the show.
There wasn't that much to talk about.
You said you did not watch the Macy's Day Parade.
No, I wanted to, but they were. I wanted to watch that and the dog show.
But you didn't watch the dog show?
No, and my friend Lori would have loved it because a Frenchie won, a tan one, just like her breed.
Why didn't you? You got to have something on in the background. I had you watch the Paula Abdul performance.
I am a very big Paula Abdul fan, y'all. Y'all know that.
I don't know if you guys watch this. First of all, Miss Paula Abdul is 60 years old.
Oh.
Good for you.
Love it.
I was terrified when they threw her around like a rag doll.
They did.
Now, she's tiny. Everyone knows this. She's, you know, let's say she's been open about her pain issues and her dependence on certain painkillers.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. So when they were throwing her around, I was scared. I don't know if I would have done a tap dance, and I think this was the first lip-synced tap dance that I've ever seen.
I can't blame her because, y'all, you can't...
A tap-synced.
None of that stuff is done live, I think, for any of the parade stuff. You can't.
No.
And yet, this was very badly done. It was did not go well.
It was laughable. I also don't know why she thinks she needed to auto-tune Cold-Hearted Snake. I don't know why there needed to be an auto-tune remix of that song.
I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl. Were you with me?
No.
I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl in 2017.
I think I saw her at Gay Pride, like 2014, 2015.
That tracks.
Yeah.
But I went, I forgot who I went with, but it was like a Paula Abdul and somebody else, but I don't know if she sang in quasi lip sync then too.
No, she lip synced.
You kind of didn't care because now she did actually tap dance and you could hear that when she tap danced. But still, then she was like 57, 56 years old. She fucking danced the entire hour and a half show. I mean, the entire thing. And doing all this, what we saw, this was nothing compared to what she did.
Yeah, this looked like this you were a little worried for her.
So, but it's unfortunate that she has such talent, and in real life, this is not a representation of what you would see at actually one of her shows.
No.
It was not good tap dubbing.
No. Tap syncing.
Tap syncing.
Anyway, if you want to watch it, not to laugh at her, but it just say, okay, now I've seen that. Yikes.
Any other memorable?
I like the Some Like It Hot number. Liked that.
Which
the title number?
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I liked that.
Hello. Leah Michele performed.
She did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I'd pretty much seen that in all the other clips. I think she had to be up so early that she was out the next 3 days in the cold.
In the cold.
But anyway, I'll be going to see a bunch of shows that I'll be talking about, not on a Broadway Corner, because I don't come up with this. I will come up with a new segment.
What?
It'll be something.
What was on Broadway?
But that's not what the corner is for.
What? No, I'm not David.
The corner is for
news. We should get shirts that say I'm not David.
I'll probably do like What Did I Think, or like What did she think? Or something like that for the show.
No, you're going to do a Broadway corner because it's Poodle. You're a Poodle and you went to Broadway. Just fucking call it a Broadway corner.
Maybe. I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth.
You talk out both sides of your ass.
Fair. But otherwise, it was a good holiday.
So, Grinder Boys, get ready in New York City, particularly if you're in Hell's Kitchen, double up on your prep.
Because I don't know what I got recently.
Boodle's coming to town.
Hey, boys. Dolly's back in town.
I want to say something else. I posted this in the
Sissy. We are half an hour into the show.
I don't care. We posted in the Sissy Squad and on our Twitter and on our Instagram. Allstate Insurance owes us an apology.
Thank you.
Owes us an apology. Y'all, there is a...
Not an apology. Money.
There's an
Allstate... I want money.
There's an Allstate commercial.
Just give me money. It's all that I want.
Y'all, and if you watch it, there's this woman and she's decorating for Christmas. And then Mayhem, that guy, he shows up as a mouse. And then the woman jumped above stairs. If you're watching,
she hit her cane, her dance staff on the floor.
Yeah, Poodle jumped. But their Mayhem destroys everything and causes a fire, and the tree falls over, and the commercial ends.
At the end?
And yes, and at the last end,
what does she yell?
This blonde woman looks up into the air and literally says, Carl, and says it exactly the way I say it. Like,
I agree.
Exactly the way
I agree.
Say it. I think this, you know, this is what I think happened. I remember when I was in that Hotels.com commercial.
Push it down.
On my eyebrow?
Yeah, no, it's like, just use your hand, manually do it.
I don't care if it's spocking because it looks so much better on the sides, and I can't really, this is as angry as I can get right now. I'm fine with it.
It just sticks. After a while, it just like needs to go down like Katy Perry's when she had it done. Push it down.
Push it down. Y'all, if you do get that with your Botox, it's called spocking, like Spock. It's very easy to fix. You just go back to them, and they can just put a little bit more in there, and it's done. And a lot of times, they'll do that for free. You waylaid me.
Sorry. It's hard to look because it was just like one big raised eyebrow. I'm like, is he solving a mystery?
Hey. I have to look at shit you do all the time. What was I talking about? I was talking about, this commercial. And so, when I did the Hotels.com commercial, that last line I said at the end, when I said Janet, I ad-libbed that. I think that actor is a sissy, and she ad-libbed it at the end, and they put it in.
Interesting.
That's my theory. That's what I think she did.
So, we're not, so she owes us money.
No, Allstate. She doesn't have any money. She's an actor in a commercial. Allstate
commercial
does.
Commercial actors get money.
Yeah, not like we used to. If I had been a commercial actor in the 80s, I would own a house in Pasadena now.
Oh, they used to make
so much money. I can't even buy a boat on Lake Wobegon.
And I think we're going to start to cover Janine Smith, but we're going to take a commercial Those of you who only like to hear show-specific things, you just chew nails. So we're right back after this.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. All right, before we get started, no, I'm kidding. That's
no.
It. That's all I got to say.
It's Ginny and Sobel. Yo, Ginny can say, my name is in Hindi. So congrats on being there for 6 years. you can say the equivalent is me amo. It's kind of amazing.
It is like she hasn't tried.
She has absolutely hasn't tried.
That's where you, again, a lot of us talk about how terrible Sumit is. I think Jenny does feel like, well, I just crossed the road and came here. Like, I did everything I need to do. I don't see her, like, at home being an involved member of her household.
No. She's not curious. She's not a curious person.
Yes, she's not
she
curious.
She is just there
likes to dance.
To live out the rest of her life. Happy with her boy. And
I'm not saying that as a dig. That's fine. If nothing's wrong with that. That's not the way I want to
live
my life.
Well, she's dependent on someone.
But you can't. But it does. It's wrong in that it makes her dependent on someone and affects his life.
I'm going to say that is. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying that's going to make you.
It doesn't align with Sumit's values.
Right.
Sumit is a tool, but also he is curious. He wants to go and do things.
Also,
she is really doing something upstairs.
God only knows.
She literally started right when we press play.
I think she listens and then it's just.
I think so too.
So I think he will get tired of this. He will get tired of the neediness.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Either he's just going to wait for her to kick off or divorce her.
Yeah. I think.
Maybe. This is Sumit, though. Think about how long it takes to get him to do something.
That is true. It took him 5 years to marry her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, y'all, we're taking a Bollywood class.
With Shubhan? Shubhan?
I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay. Well, I did. I think it's S-H-U-B-B-A-N.
Shubhan.
Shubhan.
Shubhan. Yeah.
They're taking a Bollywood. He's cute.
He is cute.
He's cute.
Oof. Ooh. And he can dance. Jenny and Sumit cannot.
I will say Jenny dances better than Sumit, I think.
No, I think Jenny was trying to keep up. Sumit knows the steps, but the worst thing, Sumit acted like he was a great dancer. I'm Indian, so of course I can dance.
Just because you're from a place where they do that dance does not mean you can
Jenny,
do it.
He said, I'm Indian, so we practice these Bollywood. We learn these from movies. And Christina and Jen kind of knew how to dance, and they're lesbians.
Poodle and I are the perfect example of not being able to do the dance of where you're from.
That's true.
I mean, you do clog.
That is true.
That's
I am. I know it's amazing to hear this, who've seen us at live shows. I am not classically trained.
No, shocking. My mama said that one of my cousins from North Carolina was a national clogging winner.
Wow.
Look at that.
National. Ask what competition, because sometimes they're not as prestigious as that.
I don't know, but he's good. Or was.
He?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I got another gay one in my family.
It's going to be hard to get used to.
What? Oh, the eyebrow? Sorry.
No, every time it just gets stuck up there and it goes.
Well, Botox.
It's weird. I never noticed until I had. Maybe I just don't notice other people's faces as much as I'm looking at yours.
That's sad.
So, she basically says, it's like, anyway, Jenny's terrible. She can't, she's trying to follow the movements.
Mm-hmm.
It's good because she seems to be able to move her hands independently, unlike chickens who have a harder time of
this
that.
This is true.
And he, Sumit is trying to say, it's more about your hands and your shoulders in Bollywood. He does say, it's more than just shaking your ass, and looks at Jenny. And I went,
shake my ass. She like.
I was kind of disturbed at that whole line of questioning.
Well, that's probably how she broke his stomach. Because she was riding on top of him, right?
Yes. I also did say, good for Jenny for getting on TV and making a fool of herself. I'm always impressed by Jenny's ability to do
maybe,
that.
Maybe, you know what? You said Jenny's not curious. Maybe that's not. Walking that back a little bit, it's very selective of what she's curious about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I guess she's not curious because she already likes to dance, so she just wants to do more dance things.
Well, she wouldn't do this by herself. She would only do this with Sumit.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I don't think, yeah. She did go to Hare Krishna by herself.
I bet she only went
because the production went with her.
Exactly. She also only went because she was trying to find a way for them to get married. In the Hare Krishna temple.
I think of anybody from 90 Day Fiancé, she'd be one of the top three people that I would actually want to sit down and have a conversation where I just look her in the face and I say, why?
See, for me, that's Tiffany. For me, I would have a conversation with her.
But I feel like with Tiffany, we know why.
Oh, I know. But I would want to see her admit it. I would want her.
See, Jenny, I don't know why. I think there's a little bit. I don't know enough. I want to know more.
I don't think you'd find out with Jenny. I don't think she was. She's like, I love him. Whoa.
Why?
I think I would force Tiffany into a corner, and I would have her admit that she's made some of the worst decisions, and maybe she had not been the best mom for her two children, because.
She will never admit that.
That's the thing. But that's what's so upsetting for me. Because she acts like she's just done her best. And she acts like she could give other people the best advice.
Yeah.
Oh! Y'all, if you're watching Classless, you saw me lose my shit on her recently.
Yeah.
I've washed my hands of her now.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
She can have potato head for as long as she wants. Sorry. So he talks about going to see his parents again, and Christina's like, maybe we'll all go. He's like,
please.
I would love that.
I would love it if they
went.
It
looks like it's going to happen with the preview from next week.
Yes.
And remember, y'all, they were on the tell-all with Christina and Jen, and it did not go well. And she's like, we're not going to let, Christina's like, we're not going to let your family berate my mom.
No, because she says, we want to see how your family interacts and respects them. I mentioned this on the show, and I think I said NPR before, but it's actually, I looked it up. There's a really telling article, it's on BBC actually, that talks about toxic fat shaming in India. But it's interesting to talk about because it kind of gives you an idea of like, culturally, not even, it talks a little bit about ageism and stuff too, but it talks about basically just this idea of what Sumit's parents keep saying, that like, that yes, Jenny doesn't get it. It's this idea of like, Jenny doesn't get it, that this is never going to happen with her and Sumit, because where that article's about fat shaming, but clearly there's a lot of ageism in India too.
Yeah.
And so it's this idea of like, this article kind of, there are people that are starting to say, and that's not right. Like, mm-hmm. This fat shaming is not right. There was recently a mainstream movie that came out in Bollywood. It didn't do well financially, but it was a mainstream movie of two women who were comedians, and it talked about their weight.
Right.
So, but it makes you, but I'm bringing this up because when I'm reading the article, I thought, I don't know who's, not side I'm on, but it's like, is Do you say, well, this is just the way it is and it's never going to change?
It's generational.
But even though it's a shitty thing to do, like, is Jenny and Smith, not Smith really, but are they doing the right thing to try to push back against that system?
Smith's parents aren't going to change.
They're not going to change, though, I agree.
That's what you're talking about, fat shaming. The older generation of Indians is not going to change.
No, yeah.
They can maybe talk to a younger generation that is amenable to what they're saying, but you're not going to change an older generation, mm-hmm. especially in India where culture means everything.
Yes, yes. I mean, they talked about even, to give y'all an idea, like medical doctors, people would go to doctors and they would say things like, I mean, just things that had nothing to do with weight. Doctors would say, well, that probably would get better if you weren't so fat.
Right.
Medical doctors saying this.
It's cultural.
Yeah.
Culture subsumes everything.
So it's, I bring that up to kind of like help paint this picture of that they're not ever going to change. Ever.
Right.
Ever, 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 ever.
No.
And also this idea of why Sumit, for as young as he is, it's almost like in his mind, I would want to know if other people, if Sumit's family are more a quote more conservative family, or I don't know if that's the right word, or just traditional family.
I think they're traditional in a way of they go by Indian cultural rules with the parents. You venerate the parents. The parents are the most important thing in your life. If not, your family is the most important part. Their parents are very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
If their parents are against something, you do not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was raised that way, so he's not going against it.
Be interesting to hear if his peers are that traditional as far as your parents as well, or...
I think you can look at a show like Indian Matchmaking.
I thought about that as well,
to see that,
yeah.
And you see a little bit of that. You see a difference of Indians who are people of Indian descent who were raised in America to Indian parents.
Very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
We don't see it. We see a very similar cultural issues with Indians who are in India,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily American children of Indian parents.
Mm-hmm.
Different. So, and that's where culture comes through, because you're not subsumed by Indian culture. You're in American culture.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I think culture is the common denominator.
Just interesting article. Y'all Google it if you want to read.
NPR?
BBC.
I'll take a look at that. I'm interested in everything Indian because I find it to be a very fascinating culture.
It is fascinating. This makes me not want to go there or like be involved, or mm-hmm. I would visit, but not be consumed in it because it feels very oppressive.
I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
I want to visit.
Yeah, but I mean,
I never wanted to live in India.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying.
No, but you're saying that makes me not want to go. Going there is different than...
Yes, I'm sorry. It makes me not want to live there. Yes, that's what I meant to say. But I want to go there. Yes, I'd love to go and see India for like a week.
I never thought going to India was a plan for you. India's going to miss you.
You know, you don't know my life.
That's probably true. So they are, Sumit says, what do you think about this? In the next scene, Sumit's leaving. Dishes, so many dishes you left me to clean up. All I can think of is, he made dinner, didn't
he? That's what I was like, Jenny, he cooked everything. Like, that's kind of the rule. If one person cooks everything,
she's absolutely useless.
I just don't think she wants to do much of anything.
I think it's also hard to hold...
Well, when your feathers get wet, do you know how many bowls you drop?
Yeah.
Just,
I think there's no opposable thumbs at work.
No.
So he's going to work. She is contacting an immigration lawyer to bring him to the U.S. Y'all remember, she has not spoken of this to him at all.
No.
I guarantee you this is going to be something he gets angry about before the end of this season.
Probably.
And the lawyer, whose name is Tarum, is a real straight shooter.
Yes, yes,
because
yes.
He basically says, well, all of this, he has to be, you have to be married. I think it says it's going to be a minimum of 2 years because
two
of the
years.
Backlog. And she's like, so tell me.
Oh, my God.
Are you a spinster in the U.S.? Then she didn't know what the word means. Y'all, spinster is a mother poodle word. As she said,
your mom uses that word?
She used it on the podcast with Nikki Levy.
Oh, she did. I forgot about that.
Sissy's freaked out. Like, Mother Poodle said the word spinster. It is, she if you did don't say know, that. It is an older woman who has never been married.
Yes.
And my mother was referring to my Sunday school teacher who, as she said, oh, homely as sin. She's a spinster, you know.
So she actually meant to just be, she meant it as a negative term.
She definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely did. And I think the lawyer did as well.
And it's
like, what is he, that? He, oh, no, I've I love been divorced. That
he keeps trying to talk and go on. And Jenny's so wore up on the, because she, here's, a, I think any, she's like, bruh, I don't know what that means. And I think in America, at least, we have a negative connotation yes. with spinster.
It's very much a negative term.
Like an old, unlovable person
it
is
does.
What we think that is.
Someone who hasn't had the success of marriage. Yeah, that's yeah. what it sounds like.
Or some
yeah.
people might say the luck of not getting married.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a spinster. You are too.
Your words.
But trust me, I've definitely had slept around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It was by choice.
I don't think spinders are usually thought of as...
Spinster.
What'd I
said
say?
Spinders.
Oh, spinsters thought of as sex positive as you are.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Sunday school teacher was definitely not that.
A lot more of... sitting at, you know, what are those things called?
I don't know. You have to use your words.
a spindle making wool.
Oh.
Or something like that. Rather
waiting for my husband to come home.
Yes, yeah. Rather than or, sitting on three
or
dicks.
Or knitting. Yeah, probably. Knitting something for a husband who will never be.
Yes, just, yeah.
Yes.
And you're just pedaling and pedaling, and the wheel goes, like.
Wow. It's a very compelling art song. Very compelling lied.
That is such a gay song.
Gretchen am Spindrade.
When you hear it and you love it, but then when you know what it's about, if you're a gay man, you just clutch your pearls and listen.
Oh, his mother, his
yeah, we're talking about Song Schubert.
His wonderful manner.
Wait, Schumann? Schubert.
Schubert.
Schubert, yeah.
His gorgeous eyes. And mother, his kiss. And then the spinning wheel stops, and she tries to get it started again. But she's now in a state.
She's now in a state.
And then, so this man has disturbed her peace. And now she is no longer a woman. Or, sorry, she's doing like a girl.
A girl.
She is a woman.
It's a beautiful piece.
It's a great song. And of course, Schubert, a gay man, knew exactly what was it about.
Boy.
Who died at 32 years old.
Wow.
God. Fuck.
What did he die of?
BD. They all died of that.
Wow.
So y'all, the lawyer basically says, look, he's like, yeah, there's an age difference. He's 33, I'm 64. And the guy goes,
say, well, 65.
Y'all, the lawyer goes, oh.
Oh.
Like, the lawyer had to kind of push down some bile.
Yeah. Because he is an Indian man.
He is. You know, and so, at least he tried to act like he wasn't going to say something judgmental.
He did. But he said, they are going to question why a lady of 64.
Why are you?
Again,
why is
I
he
would
married
sit down with
to
Jenny
you?
And just go,
why?
Why?
And she, what he didn't say is, they're gonna wonder, why is he married to this oldie, as Jenny's father or Smith's father once called her? Why do you want to marry an oldie?
Why do you want to marry an oldie?
Where were you when you heard Smith's father call Jenny an oldie? Oh, Lord.
Oh, remember so when?
The parents, he's like, do your parents visit? And this is where this is, you see, this is a directly an Indian cultural thing. It's like, do your parents visit very often? This is just something you ask.
No.
And they's like, can they interview them? He's like, they can. So.
Yeah, the immigration people can interview the parents and they could get, they will need to get a police. Also, once they file, they'll need to get a police clearance certification.
And a record.
And, but the thing is, in India, his parents could protest the marriage and actually legally. Put it legally. Don't think we can do that here in the U.S.
No.
They could,
and they. He asked, have they opposed this legally? And she goes, well, I don't know. Again, how little she participates in this. Yes, I think Sumit is telling her the least possible so she doesn't freak the fuck out. But she's not participating in her own kind of love story here.
No, and when she said, exactly, when she said, I'll be surprised and shocked if they haven't done something to stop this. And I went, that's the first realistic thing maybe you said about, of course they filed
They're
a report.
They're your enemies.
Of course they filed a report about this.
Yeah.
Well, the only way they wouldn't file a report, if that means it would become more public knowledge.
On his record. I don't know if they did something publicly,
but they're
legally.
Already on television, so
who knows?
But this doesn't air. Does 90 Day Fiancé air in India?
I'm sure it does, but how often can you see it on stations?
I don't know.
I don't know how widespread it is among people with their generation.
That's true.
Lib Andre. Let's not repeat this nonsense.
Delusional people. Delusional. I did not do anything.
They are leaving the contentious lunch.
Nonsense.
With Becky and Jen.
Well, I don't think they're leaving it. I think, well, it's hard to tell if they're leaving it.
Are they going to buy their baby shopping later?
But they're talking about it, yes. And Libby's kind of like saying, I don't want to talk about nonsense about this. Let's just talk about something else.
And y'all, I think they are leaving because I think he's very angry still.
That's true.
And she's like, just remember, talking and yelling are two different things.
Well, she's right.
I agree. And he's like, what do you mean? He's never going to be able to understand that talking and yelling are different. He was like, I was just saying that. I'm talking right now. I'm not yelling.
Well, because she said, to Libby's defense, she did everything right to try. It's got to be hard to be married to Andre because you do have to tiptoe around him because he's so fucking pig-headed and thinks he's... Andre thinks he's the smartest person in the room always.
Yeah, he even said it. It's like, I have the voice of wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. Wisdom. But she said, I think you could have been not so hard right off. And she's like, did you see me? She's like, I sat there calm and collected. And Andre goes, that's good, but I cannot do that.
Well, I'm going to push back on that. I think she loves it when he does that. I think she loves to be the one without dirt on her hands.
That's a point.
I think that is very convenient for her.
Mm-hmm.
And because if it wouldn't be him doing it, it would have to be her. And she doesn't like conflict.
She does not.
So what I'm saying is she wants him to be exactly where she wants him to be, but not too much. So she wants him to still be an attack dog, but to be a smart attack dog.
Yes.
And I don't think he knows anything else. Y'all, to quote Steel Magnolias, he's going to be like, what's he going to do? Take the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it? That's Andre. Yeah. You knew that when you married him.
You did know that when you married him, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the kink, a lot of that kink thing that you love, that kind of alpha male thing about him, which you talk about all the time, that's the grotty side, that's the side you don't like. Now, so I'd like to be sympathetic for her. He is never going to understand that yelling is different than talking.
But she said, sometimes it can be harsh. And she said, do you think screaming over people who are already screaming can be helpful? And he goes, sometimes you can hear.
This was laughable. Because it is trying to, like, speaking Spanish to a whale, and the whale going, you're like, why can't the whale understand me? saying, why can't this whale understand me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I
killer whale's gonna kill y'all.
I sympathize with where she's going.
What?
I sympathize.
Sympathize.
Like the
sympathur.
Like the sympathurs. Like the Marine slogan. Sympathize.
Oh, y'all. Marrying Millions is casted again. Please go on it so we can make fun of you and that show can come back.
She does say, I'd like you to consider being less aggressive.
Yeah. Like, just ask water to be less wet.
Yeah. And it's, y'all, do I think he's behaving helpfully? No. Absolutely not. I wonder, though, at this, how much buildup that this family has given him, if they have any right to ask him to behave any less awfully. I don't know about that. I think if it was anyone normal, I think we would have been done with these fuckers.
Yeah.
That's me. A boundary would have been set if they had.
But he would have been done with them?
Yeah.
Well, but he needed them, or he needed Chuck because he needed them to make
right.
money.
Right. But I'm saying, if they did, can you imagine if someone did to you what Charlie did to you at their wedding?
Oh, yeah.
And stood up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would take me a long time to even let that person back in my life, right. period. No.
And especially if you know there was an addiction issue.
Andre is totally valid in his feelings. It's just Andre is always going to touch the hot iron.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he is stronger. He is more hot right. than the iron.
That's true.
He is hot, though.
Oof. So, y'all, we're baby shopping. This is weird because I'm thinking either they're going to, because I know Liv and Andre are going to buy gendered things for whatever they have. It's weird that they're even doing that as an excursion because they know the camera's not going to see what they're buying, whether it's boys' stuff or girls' stuff.
True.
It's weird to even be doing. That's why they kind of half-heartedly look at things. They don't let us see. They don't let us see anything they buy.
Yeah, I know.
It's annoying. This is one of those fucking happily ever after things.
It's just another. It's a place to have a scene where they want to talk about what's really going on. What happens if Andre has to go back to his home country?
Again, I know people have said this is a possibility.
We do feel like it's right up, but sissies have gone through it, have said that it can. But I just am like, y'all, come on. They can literally watch the show as evidence and see them.
They have a baby.
On the show and a baby.
They already have a child with one on the way.
Also, I go back, y'all, you know what matters in America? Money.
Yeah.
What's Andre doing? He's making money.
These are also two white people.
He's making money and paying taxes. The government is making money from Andre.
That's true.
Why would they want to kick out someone that pays taxes that they
and
make money
maybe
from?
We're wrong. I just feel like this thing is inflated. The drama here is inflated.
I think so too. But maybe we're wrong. Maybe
she
wrong.
Brings up, y'all remember the babysitter thing from last Happily Ever? He doesn't want watching her kids, but he says, she worked on him. She's like, we'll see about that babysitter.
We'll see.
He'll be fine.
I did laugh when she was going to go to baby shopping. She's like, okay, we're going to think about something. We're going to look at baby stuff. It's going to be happy and positive. We're going to get stuff. And he goes, what, baby's just going to vomit all over it.
Very Eastern Bloc.
There he is. Like, yes. What's up? Diarrhea all over baby.
He brings up having to leave. And then they've had no calls, no letters, and he said it's not good. He's like, where am I going to do? I've got a wife, kids, and a dog, all to another place. Has to move.
And if I'm in my third trimester, I'm not going to be able to travel.
Doesn't it feel like they're talking about it? It's so interesting where it becomes real to her in that moment where she goes, I'm going to have that baby in a Baldovan hospital. And then everything becomes so real. And you kind of watch her face drop a little bit.
Her mouth becomes even more. Her mouth becomes even more upside down.
Yes, more bird-like. And he's like, no, I'm expecting you to leave too. You need to have me right beside you.
Yes.
So,
because he said, you're not going to have any. You think your sisters are going to come for you while you have the baby?
It's pretty good.
That's
pretty good. Now, the thing is, y'all, the sisters would rally around her.
Because they would want to, like, little, what's his name, Varys from Game of Thrones, they would chirp in her ear like those little birds of saying, you don't need him.
Yeah, no, it would just be another way to manipulate her into something. And this is the thing, with all families, any type of stress brings everyone back together in a negative way or a positive way. It doesn't matter. Yes. But they would turn it into a negative. I just think I guarantee you it was a toxic household growing up for Libby.
For sure.
Especially on the sisters. There are a lot of other male children we never meet. Charlie's the only one. She has a lot more other brothers.
Oh, she does? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. How many fucking kids are there?
I want to say there's like 5 or 6 in the family.
Really?
And the older brothers won't participate.
Smart.
Yeah. But the three who'll participate is the ones we see. But the sisters don't have motives that really have Libby at their center. They never has.
No.
Yeah, and you get that.
That makes me feel better that maybe she has a better relationship with some of her brothers.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But there are more people in the family.
So she's not so alone in this.
I think she kind of is. Yeah.
I can't think she kind of is. Because I know she's the baby, but... Well, that's good. I thought Charlie was baby because I thought he was the only boy.
No.
So maybe it really is. Libby was babied by her father, and all of these siblings hate her for it.
I think he's the youngest boy.
But Libby is the youngest, period.
Yeah.
That's the show, everybody. I'm calling it because we've got other couples to talk about. No, we're going to go way too long.
Next time we'll do Kim and Usman, Jordan.
We needed to talk about
Jordy,
Thanksgiving.
And Angela and Michael.
Michael, I'm swimming in a pool, Michael. Look at my bikini body.
Oh, I love to grab your butt.
Michael, don't do that.
That the way the camera zoomed in on him grabbing her ass was quite disturbing.
It was. But, you know, good for Angela that she feels that she can
swim.
Really?
Good for her?
So good for her she feels good swimming. I'm happy for any woman, even if they're terrible, that they feel better in their body. Happy for her for that.
I guess. Can I just be less happier for her than other people?
Same. Same. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Y'all, that's the show.
On the next episode, we're going to talk about Christmas trees. We're also going to talk about a woman I met at a baby's birthday party who called us out for making fun of her on Below Deck. I was gooped. I was gagged. But until then, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Instagram. Go to our meme queen, Caitlin, is
not
back
responsible
from
for
vacation.
That.
She is coming back. She's back from vacation. The memes are popping, and they're locking. Go to Reality Gaze TikTok or on Instagram.
Popping and locking like Jenny in a Bollywood dance.
We call these people lonely hearts, y'all, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes, and if your eyebrow is spocking like a motherfucker, you can call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.